So we want to talk about problems printing ballots in Nevada County. With 12 days until Election Day, officials there are working around the clock to try and fix this situation.
Your reporter covering Nevada County, Kayla Mohler, is live for us in front of the elections office getting answers on what's being done about this, Kayla.
Well, Marley and Hunter, the Nevada County elections first realized something was wrong on Monday. The next day they diagnosed the problem, but the error is specific to vote by mail ballots. However, they aren't quite sure exactly how many of the 77,000 issued ballots are affected, but they do have a plan to rescan the ones that are.
That a lot of the public is very nervous about the process, about the result.
A vote-by-mail ballot error has some Nevada County residents concerned. County elections realized something was wrong on Monday. Their machines weren't properly reading all the ballots. Mm. They called the Secretary of State and their printing service and diagnosed the issue as an ink overspray on some of the barcodes.
Oh, darn.
Some of our ballots, if you look really closely and you use a magnifying glass, you will see that there is imperfections in the barcodes.
I want to show you what these ballots look like. If you take a look here, we're covering some private information, but the one on the left has already been processed. The problem is with these barcodes, and the one on the right needs to be rescanned. But as you can see, they look very similar.
We will go ahead and use a report to see, okay, which pages did not go through. We'll pull those out, and we mark them as to be rescanned. So we have a different bin. We have a different colored piece of paper that sort of makes it really clear.
Election officials say the printer error will not affect the accuracy, but it will slow down their operations. They'll be working around the clock to certify the election results on time.
I trust the process.
And for those who are more skeptical, anyone is allowed to observe the process in person or online through a live stream.
Nice.
Look, there's me in the counting room waving. I reached out to Runbeck Election Services, who supply the ballots, and they said in a statement in part, "We are coordinating directly with the Nevada County Elections Office and the Secretary of State to ensure that all affected ballots can be properly reviewed
and counted." Nice mail-in
Dropbox
you got there.
All
right, so there you go. We got all these. Gee, it seems like, maybe just paper ballots, hand counting, seems to have the least amount of issues, seems to get done in one night. But yeah, you throw all these different other things in there, and there's all kinds of room and space for shenanigans, don't you see? You know, one of the people on Fox News that I think would have the courage to even question the results or integrity would be Jesse Waters. Here he is last night, covering the Democrats' legal fight to stop mail-in drop box surveillance in clip 13.
Today in Georgia, a judge ruled that election officials have to certify results, even if voter fraud is suspected. And around the state, Democrats are suing to prevent drop box surveillance, hand counting ballots, and voter ID protections. Why are Democrats trying to make elections less secure? Especially while many states across the country are finding thousands of people who aren't citizens on the voter rolls. Like in Virginia, where Governor Youngkin removed more than 6,000 non-citizens from the rolls. The Biden-Harris administration didn't like that. The Justice Department is now suing Virginia for cleaning up the voter rolls. Something Virginia governors have been doing for years.
Why is it that anyone could argue that a process that removes non-citizens off of our voter rolls is anything else other than common sense and constitutional? This is a law that's been on our books since 2006.
Yep.
It was a law that was signed by then Democrat Governor Tim Kaine. This is why I find this to be a very, very unreal moment that is stunning, that they filed this suit 25 days before a presidential election, when in fact this has been going on in accordance with our Constitution, the federal Constitution, and state law since 2006.
It's simple. We just want free and fair elections. Democrats are trying to loosen the rules and get Republicans.
Yeah, it is stunning. It is unreal. So let's just admit what it is. Democrats are trying to steal the election. Just say it. It doesn't hurt. Just say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
We can't do hand counting. It takes too long. And that's why we need to do mail-in ballots that will take weeks or months to count.
Yes, okay. Sure you do. That's what it is. Totally believable. All right. We are into the third and final hour now of the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. And there's too much happening on the ground. I haven't gone to the phone lines this week or late last week, and I said we're going to get human intel from the ground in these swing states. So I do want to open up the phone lines today, specifically in these swing states where all of these big developments are happening. So we're going to be looking at Georgia. We're going to be looking at Nevada. We're going to be looking at Virginia, and maybe most importantly today, Pennsylvania. Where all of these shenanigans are going on in that very important swing state. So the number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, but only on the election in these swing states. That's the calls we're looking for, and I'll probably put Pennsylvania to the front of the line today, since that's where the most of the news is. Number is on the screen. Give us a call. We'll get the lines all loaded up, and I'll cover some of this other news and other video clips while we get you up and on the air. All right, let's go here. Democrat Senate campaign organization fires employee accused of tampering with Montana mail-in ballot box. A Democrat employee tampering with a mail-in ballot box. Okay. Mail-in ballot box set on fire in Washington, Oregon, and Arizona. Three states, the ballot boxes are on fire. What's going to happen to your vote? Who knows? Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Doesn't matter. Who knows? It'll be for Harris now. Maybe it was for Trump then, but now it's for Harris. And there's no surveillance either because the Democrats made that illegal. So you can't have surveillance over the mail-in drop boxes because they got caught with their cheating and their rigging by Dinesh D'Souza in 2000 Mules. So then they just made it illegal to surveil them. Now you got them on fire and all kinds of problems and people tampering, and there's no footage, conveniently, because, well, that's illegal to surveil that, you know, because then how are people going to cheat? It's election integrity. It's protecting democracy. A Pennsylvania Democrat who uses she, her pronouns arrested for threatening Trump a day before his rally in the state. This person looks like Tim Walz in a wig. A clearly deranged individual said he'd like to shoot the guy. He'd like to shoot Trump. State college man arrested after Trump threats. Frankly, I hope someone would get him. So this is just another deranged, delusional, psychotic liberal Democrat that belong in mental institutions, nowhere near a ballot box. Now, maybe they don't have to go to a ballot box. They'll get 10 mail-in ballots. They'll vote 10 times. Knowing how the Democrats work. You want to see, look at another example of, you want to talk about Trump derangement. I mean, this is just pathetic, folks. This guy was protesting Trump. I believe this was in Pennsylvania. And a street reporter goes out. I mean, how do you even, just listen to what he says, clip 16.
What's your biggest obstacle in life right now?
My biggest obstacle in life? Trump. Trump, absolutely.
So do you wake up and think about him?
Yes, constantly, every day.
Do you go to sleep and think about him?
Yes, every day.
Are you in love with him?
I hate his guts.
Wow. Totally normal people. Totally normal. Here's another one. You had, it looks like some college lacrosse players, a couple girls that play college lacrosse, and a white dude for Harris. I mean, folks, I don't even, this is like out of a cartoon or something. White dude for Harris harassing college girls because they like Trump. Clip 18.
Go Trump. Exactly.
Go Trump?
Yeah.
Play with me.
No.
I went to Stanford. How old are you?
How old are you?
30, 40.
You're too old. Nice.
I make $500,000 a year. What do you make?
Why are you here?
Why? Because I'm here as a public sidewalk, bitch.
Okay.
Get used to it.
Have a good
you play
night.
This. I skateboard. I was a lacrosse. Are you attack or forward? Who cares? You guys suck.
Bye.
Bye. Go to Stanford. Go to Stanford.
No, we don't want to talk.
All right, hold on. Only 100 people apply for Stanford. Only 4 get in.
Nice.
Not you guys.
That's a grown man harassing college girls. I don't know. He says he's 30, 40. So I don't know. Does that mean he's 30 or 40? I'm not trying to be mean because I actually have a heart, and like it actually kind of hurts my heart when I see people suffering like that and that really need help. And he clearly needs help. But I mean, you look at that first guy that wakes up and thinks about hating Trump, and then you look about that guy who's, I mean, he's basically like retarded. And these are your Democrat voters. These are deranged, mentally ill people. They're truly mentally ill. They're truly completely brainwashed. They're broken people. And it's depressing. It's sad. And it's just like we just get used to this, and really these people need help. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of this other video I have here, and you guys can just roll the B-roll is fine. But this is a homeless woman. I think it was in Seattle. And she's clearly mentally disturbed, and apparently, you know, the rumor on the streets is that she's just been sex trafficked so much and just abused drugs. She's just gone. And, you know, this just should break our hearts. This woman needs help. And she's having like a panic attack on the streets, breaking down. And we bring in millions of illegal immigrants and get free everything, and we do nothing to help our own people. And we get so numb to it. It's kind of sad, but we get so numb to it. I remember, I mean, as young as I can remember, and I'd go downtown for ball games with my dad, and you'd have the normal homeless people sitting out there in downtown St. Louis outside of Busch Stadium, a couple in particular. There was one woman that had no arms or legs in a wheelchair with a cup between her legs. I mean, it's like vivid in my memory. There was another guy who would always just sit on the ground who I think was missing a leg too, asking for money. And you see that when you're a kid, and it's like really it hurts your heart. It kind of depresses you. It's like a shock value thing. Like, why aren't people helping? And, you know, some people put themselves in the position, but it's like we just get numb to it. Like, oh, yeah, homeless, deranged people, whatever. Oh, yeah, deranged lunatics, psychotics roaming around, you know, normal society, harassing people. This is not what an advanced civilization looks like. This is a collapsing third world that we're going into. And we're just numb. We're just numb. Just like, oh, yeah, just some deranged lunatic liberal harassing college girls at college campuses. It looks like he pretends to do a gun motion put up to their head. Oh, yeah, some deranged Democrat at a Capitol saying, I wake up every day and think about how much I hate Trump. These people are broken humans. They're broken humans. And it does actually hurt my heart. Because, you know, you're a human before you get involved into politics. And it just hurts your heart, man. Because we don't have to live in a civilization like this. This has all been done by design. It's just the weaponized world. Just a civilization weaponized against you. The chemicals in the food and the water. The propaganda on the TV. In the school system. And it just destroys people. It just breaks people. And it's sad. It's sad. But we just get used to it. We're just numb to it. And we're just like, yep, this is how it has to be. No, it doesn't have to be that way, actually. It doesn't have to be that way. It wasn't always that way. It was actually never that way before in America until recently. Even in the worst times this country has ever gone through, the Great Depression. I mean, you might say the worst would maybe be the stock market crash when people were jumping off of buildings. But it has never been like this before in the history of this country, folks. Homeless shanty towns, mass homelessness, mass derangement, mass drug addiction, mass mental illness. It's never been like this way before in our country. It doesn't have to be this way. And there's many things that I think about and I think we probably can never fix, or it's going to take years to turn around. But we are not heading in the right direction. And just bringing back basic common sense policy, bringing back peace, bringing back prosperity, bringing back the opportunities will at least help. But really, people at the end of the day either need to help themselves or somebody has to help them. And just nobody helps these people. And the Democrats would rather help somebody that comes in from a third world and give them free stuff with the hopes that they'll vote Democrat for the next 20, 30 years. And then their kids will vote Democrat for the next 60 years. And so that's where we're at, unfortunately. That's where we're at. All right, I'm going to take a couple calls. Let's start in Pennsylvania. As I said, I wanted to start with Pennsylvania. Let's go to James in Pennsylvania. All right, James, what are we seeing on the ground, given all the news that we're reporting today?
There's a huge groundswell. Trump support all day. Federneck is completely right. That's why they're nervous. There's no way this guy loses this state outside of Philly and Pittsburgh. I mean, there's no support for that woman anywhere. It's a joke.
So let me kind of hone in on this for a second. And again, I go back to the numbers here. Trump got 2.97 million votes in Pennsylvania in 2016. He then got 3.37 million. Almost half a million more, but lost to Biden, who got even more than that. So what happens if Trump gets 3.5 million votes in Pennsylvania and Harris gets 3.6? I mean, is anybody going to buy this? I mean, where does it go if they take Pennsylvania from Trump?
Well, considering that they're already burning ballot boxes, and supposedly there is a way to track that to the very end, it'd be interesting to find out. My wife's doing a mail-in. I'm still yet to vote in person. I guess everyone at the end of the day is going to have a paper in their hand that says who they voted for, right?
So you're going on election day, or are you going to rush down there on the last day to early vote, or are you going on election day then?
I'm early voting prior to election day.
Isn't today the last day to early vote, or is it just a mail-in vote?
No, vote in person you can do up until election day in certain places.
Okay. So you have until Friday. Okay, so what about the local media? What is the vibe in the local media?
Total trashing Trump. You would think that Fox News and ABC are all promoting Kamala Harris, which they are openly. That's no surprise. All of these local channels push anti-Trump rhetoric constantly. There is no give with these people. It's amazing that this guy has any support at all. You would think if you turn on the television that it's non-existent, but you actually get out on the ground and drive around and There's no support for this woman at all, period. It's a complete joke that she would get 3 million votes. Even the fact that Biden got that many million votes is a joke.
Well, of course. I mean, they all came in at 3:30 in the morning when you went to bed. I don't know, man. Nobody stopped them. Nobody did anything about it in 2020. So I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't do it again. Quite frankly, the signs to me point they're going to steal Pennsylvania from Trump. But you think it's going to be too big to rig, or it'll be too obvious, or, I mean, what do you think? Final conclusion.
It's going to be too big to rig. It's going to be, and it's going to be so obvious. All of these major political people, non-political people are coming out. They don't want to say it. No one wants to say it. But at the end of the day, we all know what's going to happen, right? Are we all just going to let this country fall to a bunch of communist Democrats? I mean, is it a joke or not? Are the elections real or not? I mean, I know who I voted for.
Well, yeah, that's, people always tend to lag. And I talked about this earlier, and James, I thank you for the call. But, again, you have the House GOP today breaking news that the Biden laptop was real. I mean, the crew found a video that from February 2023, I know obviously we covered it 2021, 2020 even. And so it's just like, cool. So, okay, so the Democrats will win Pennsylvania, and then in 2028, the Republicans will say, hey, the Democrats stole Pennsylvania for Harris in 2024. Like, oh, great. Wow, that does so much for me now. This is why nobody fears Republicans politically, because they're spineless. I mean, they might fear Trump, but it's just a joke. Oh, the Biden laptop's real. Really? Thank you. That's 2020 election news. What the hell are you doing now? No, that doesn't even matter anymore. Are you going to persecute? Are you going to prosecute someone? What are you going to do about all the issues we're having across the swing states? Oh, nothing. We're talking about the Biden laptop today. I mean, give me a break. Let's go to Cliff, Philadelphia suburbs. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Howdy.
Yeah, I was just calling. I can't remember if it was yesterday or Friday. You had done a report on I guess it was the election integrity guy from Lancaster, outside of Philly. And there's no way that you were saying that they were ahead in the blue. And it's all Amish and farmers and everything. When you drive out there, it's complete Trump signs everywhere.
So is this like North Philly or like what West Philly?
We are west of Philadelphia. Lancaster's probably, I don't know, 40 minutes from Philadelphia.
And it's just all Trump?
Farmland. It's all farmland. It's all Trump, Amish, farmers. Yeah, when I heard you saying that, I'm like, I couldn't believe what you were saying because it doesn't make any sense.
Well, look, this is early voting and absentee voting numbers, mail-in ballot numbers that we have. The Democrats are up about 400,000 right now. And, I mean, we can put the thing back on the board. I mean, the exact area you're talking about is blue. It is, I mean, so, I mean, it's mail and absentee ballots. So I guess, you know, Democrats are more inclined to do that, you could argue. But according to this early data, which is over 1 million votes, that is a blue area.
Yeah, it's not blue. That's a lie. Absolutely.
Now, do you think that means people are going to show up on Election Day?
If they don't have their vote stolen, I was just listening to you posted the lady from the TikTok thing. I got the same text saying I had already voted, and then they texted me back saying that it was a mistake. So is there any way I can check to see if I'm still eligible to vote, or did somebody already steal my vote?
Well, this is, what is that? Why are you even getting texts that you've already voted? I've never heard that before. I've never gotten a text that I voted. Have you?
No, not at all. I
voted today. Voted. Nobody sent me a text.
It said I had already voted, and if I wanted information on a mail-in ballot, which if I already voted, why would I be asking for a mail-in ballot? And then, I don't know, 5-10 minutes later, I got a text saying, oh, it was sent there.
Yeah, that is, I don't know. I can't even wrap my head around it.
Anything I can do to find out?
I would say, I'd say there's two routes, and we've heard about similar issues. You know, honestly, you might call your local news and report it to your local news, because people actually did that, and then the local news kind of follows up, and they have different strings they can pull to get answers and maybe probably put you on the air to tell your story. We've played other local news reports similar to what you're saying. Otherwise, your best bet would be to go to your, if there's not any information in that text that you got, go to the Board of Elections, send them an email. You know, you got to pretty much just exhaust all resources at that point.
Yeah, I saw you play that and my heart just sank. I'm like, we've been running all over, going to all the Trump rallies. We went and saw Tucker and Alex up in Reading. And, yeah, it's just deflating to think that you're being snuffed.
Yeah, it's happening here in Texas, too. I've never heard of this. I've never heard of people getting a text saying they voted. I mean, what the hell even is that?
No idea.
So these are all kinds of questions. Yeah, I mean, look, you got to exhaust all your resources. I'd go to the local news. I'd call Board of Elections, send emails. I mean, you could go to your polling location. That might be the most painstaking because you might have to wait in line and you don't even know what the result's going to be. But, yeah, they're obvious. You know, if nothing else, it's just voter intimidation stuff. It's just trying to stop you from voting stuff, maybe.
Well, I guess I'll try to do the legwork this week in between work.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can just go show up. See, and that's the problem. Because then if you go on election day, well, now you're screwed, right? So it's kind of like you almost have to go early vote now because you might show up on election day and they tell you you can't vote, and then it's just like, oh. What do you do then? It's over.
I'm not a big fan of the mail-in or early voting. I like to vote on voting day.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to go and inquire at least.
Well, best of luck, Cliff. And maybe we'll get an update for you because I do intend to continue to open phone lines for human intelligence on the ground in these swing states. So I appreciate your call. Let's go to Darcy in Virginia. Darcy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thank you for taking my call. So I think that, I believe it was since Obama in 2008, Virginia hasn't gone back to red in a long time. But I live in near Charlottesville, which is a very, very blue area. And I've seen an overwhelming amount of Trump signs, more than I ever saw in 2020, more than I ever saw in 2016. It's a lot more. And I drive around the area quite a bit, too, in the extending counties. And, I mean, it's the same thing, but the extending counties are a lot more red than Charlottesville proper, of course. But I really think that it's up to Northern Virginia whether or not we go blue this year. I mean, they are overwhelming, and they are, I think it's one of the more liberal areas in the country, even compared to California and New York. So, yeah, I mean, I think that there's a really good shot. I have a big doubt that Kamala would win Virginia, but I mean, anything's possible.
Well, here's the thing that Youngkin here's the thing that Youngkin and his team figured out, and the strategy was you overwhelm the major metropolitan areas with the suburbs. You got to get the highest voter turnout in the suburbs that you've ever seen. That's what Youngkin did. That's how he was able to win the race. So, I mean, if the Republicans just repeat that strategy, I do think they can win Virginia. The numbers are there for them. You know, honestly, The news of the voter rolls and putting ineligible and illegal voters on them, I think Youngkin will likely have the final say and the final victory there. But it just shows the Democrats, they are trying to do everything they can to try to take that state. And they wouldn't be doing that if they thought they had a sure victory there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there is, especially like you said, the suburbs, because that's where I've seen the majority of the swing. At least personally, I grew up in a very rural part of Virginia, and it was always pretty red. But it's the suburbs that have been especially blue for the last, I would say, couple of years.
Youngkin swung them and got major voter turnout for Republicans. And I think Trump needs to win Virginia to win, personally.
I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. all the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones Store. For taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got a couple other on the ground voters in Pennsylvania that dealt directly with some of the shenanigans today. Let's start with Marnie in Bucks County. That's where one of the videos we played was. Marnie, what did you witness today? Tell us your story.
Yes, hi. Started, first of all, thanks for all you do. Second, I started this morning at, got into line at 11:30 this morning, and it was already wrapped around the block. We vote, I'm in Bucks County, PA, and we vote at our local courthouse. So stood in line at 11:30, moving extremely slow. Get into the door of the courthouse, and you realize why. I mean, first of all, you have to go through security, which is, you know, obviously to be expected. But you get in there, they let six people at a time vote. And I feel that it partly has to be some type of voter intimidation, because the majority of the people that are going to drive by there are going to see the line wrapped around the building and just keep on going. Now, to, you know, say something about your previous caller, today was the last day to be able to vote in person. Now, so next time you could mail in a ballot and take your chance in Pennsylvania, but that was the last day of what they call on-demand voting. And we didn't walk out of that building till 2:45. So 3 hours and 15 minutes to vote. And as we walked out, we heard people starting to complain that they were shutting the line down and they were not allowing them to stand in line to vote anymore. Now, as far as I know, the courthouse does close at 5 o'clock. So it's not like your regular day of voting when you vote in person where you would be able to stay there until, you know, whenever, as long as you got there on time. I don't know quite how it works, but I do know that they did start shutting down the line at 2:45.
So, you know, what's crazy, too, is, you know, I listen to some of the things you got to go through. Okay, so you have to go through security. They only let 6 people in. I mean, right there, you're already going to deal with just ridiculously long wait times. You know, I honestly only dealt with a long line voting in Austin, Texas once since I've been voting here. 2016, I was absentee Missouri, and then I switched my voter registration to Texas. So 2018 to this election, I've been voting in Texas. I've only dealt with a long line once. I mean, and we got so many. I think it probably just has to do with locations to vote. I mean, there are so many places to vote in Travis County. I mean, just in like a 5-mile radius, you might have like 20 places to go vote. And so it's been relatively stress free for me. I don't know if the crew has had the same experience voting here. Yeah, the crew says pretty much mostly the same experience. So, I mean, is that how it is everywhere in Pennsylvania?
No, because I think this is the first election where more people are actually voting early in person. This is not something that's a normal procedure. You usually would vote on election day. And I voted on election day and have never waited in a 3-hour line to vote on election day. But my feel for the crowd, majority people in front of us, Trump supporters, people behind us, Trump supporters, the majority of the people I feel were there. And I think it's because the Trump campaign team is encouraging you to vote early.
Yeah.
So that's why I got up and that's why I did it, because normally I would just vote on election day.
Well, and so, I think the strategy here is, you know, it's proven to be a good strategy, because you could show up on election day and not be allowed to vote and then you're screwed.
You don't know what's going to happen. I'm not to sound like a, you know, conspiracy theorist, but I wasn't taking the chance this year. And I said, that's it. I'm going in. I did, and it's done now. And you do get a, you still, I guess, take a chance like anything. You fill out you really go there and you're registering for a mail-in ballot. But they hand it to you. They literally hand you the ballot. You fill it out. You seal it in 2 different envelopes. You hand it back to them. And then I got an email saying that my vote has been, I guess you
so that's
say,
how right? You early vote?
That's how we early vote.
That
here.
Is
yeah.
Insane. This whole thing is like they make it as difficult as possible. I walked in and voted like I would on election day.
No, it's not like that. And there's only
gosh.
So this my location that I could choose from to vote. There would be one location, and it would be at least 15 miles away. So there are very few and far between.
That is
very
crazy.
Few and far between. That's Pennsylvania.
Well,
yes.
Pennsylvania does a horrible job running its elections. I mean, I'll give Texas credit.
Do.
I mean, in fact, I've only lived in Missouri and Texas, both red states, and I have never had a problem voting. I've never had to go through any of this rigmarole you're talking about. And, I mean, again, I voted on election days and I voted early. I walked in to the polling location and voted just like I would any other time. No problem, no wait, nothing. And there's like 20 locations near where I would go that I could go vote. I mean, that's insane. Pennsylvania needs to overhaul their entire system. What a joke.
I totally agree. And not to change the subject, but just to mention another terrible thing. I was just watching your clip there on the, you know, homeless populations in some of the states. I just lost my sister a month ago to a fentanyl overdose. And if they don't change something in this country, what's happening, because they keep giving money to everybody that comes in, but yet there's no rehabs to go to, there's nothing, there's no help for these people on the street, and it's the most tragic thing I've ever seen. Just wanted to say that, you know, people are just so affected by that. So this country needs a big change, and I hope Donald Trump gets in and takes care of that.
Well, you're right. And again, this country never dealt with it, at least not at this level, ever before in this country's history. And, you know, it was political correct liberals that got rid of the mental institutions. They shut them all down. Democrats shut down the mental institutions, which I think you could argue are much needed. And they do this deal now where they open up the homeless facilities And depending on where you're at, like here in Austin, they have a giant homeless facility. The homeless don't go there because you can't use drugs in the facility. So it's just a giant homeless deal. And they ran a program here in Texas probably a decade or so ago, and they thought they could solve the homeless problem. And they bust the homeless. It was kind of like a wink and a nod, like, oh, we're going to do this, but let's just not talk about it. And they bust the homeless from Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston all to Austin. And they were going to have a huge homeless project here and a big homeless facility. But because you can't do drugs in the homeless facility, none of the homeless go there. So they all just live on the streets or they go find different woods to live in. I mean, you should see some of the homeless encampments here in Austin. You wouldn't even believe it. You know, maybe when this election is over and I start reporting on some other stuff, I'll go film some like I have before. But they don't go to the homeless shelters because they don't want to have curfews and they want to be able to use drugs. And then in the other states, like in Oregon, where they have the homeless shelters, or California, and then you can use drugs, they're all just bombed out of their minds all day. So none of it's helping. But we are getting off topic. But no, it's the truth is it's just part of the sickness. It's part of the disease that this country is inflicted with. Let's go to Dustin in – I'm sorry to hear about your sister. Let's go to Dustin in Lancaster. Dustin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was listening to the guy earlier about Lancaster. We only have about 50,000 Amish here. It's 500,000 people in this county. The city district and the suburbs around, it's about 200,000 woke liberals, and then the rest is going to be conservatives out in the country. So this is right down the middle when you subtract the Amish. The whole South Central Pennsylvania area with Dauphin County, York County, Lancaster, Berks, with Reading, where Tucker just was last month, they're all cities of about 100,000 people with the suburbs, and it's they're very woke. We have a large Latino population in the area. They're bringing in more immigrants through like Catholic charities and stuff. This state is up for grabs. Luckily, here in this county, our county elections officers were able to find some flaws. They were able to, you know, there was about 2,500 votes already that were fraudulent that they saw come in. I don't know if you heard the story or not, but it's happening. They're trying to steal it.
Pennsylvania seems to be the worst run election state I've ever seen or heard of. This thing sounds like a complete disaster.
Unfortunately, it's getting worse, and the mail-in ballots aren't helping. There's not enough Republican vote watchers to be at the polls.
Oh, I'm convinced there's none. Now, they officially have 10-1 Democrat-Republican poll watchers, but I don't think that tells the full story. I don't think there'll be any Republicans poll watching in Pennsylvania. In Philadelphia. I don't think there'll be any Republicans poll watching in Pittsburgh. Maybe one all day long. This is just ripe, man. This is just ripe.
Yeah, everyone needs to get out and vote. The Rust Belt is definitely up for grabs. I don't trust the polls. They're going to steal it, and we need to get it by the numbers.
All right, Dustin, thanks for the update. Let's go to one more in Pennsylvania. Let's go to Phyllis. Phyllis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Pennsylvania is not supposed to vote this way. Our election... Our Constitution does not allow for mail-in ballots. They only allow absentee ballots. We're not allowed to early vote. Therefore, the only place that you can early vote since the lockdown is at your election county office, and that is in the county building of every county. We've never had early voting before. This is all crazy. We're not allowed to have mail-in ballots. That's against our Constitution. I tried to tell this to Jack Posobiec when he was in Butler on August 5th talking to whoever it was he was talking to. This is totally off the record in Pennsylvania. That's the reason why they did this. Josh Shapiro, as an AG in 2020, did this so that he could win the gubernatorial and so that Trump could lose. He did this on purpose because everyone knows Pennsylvania leads it all. If you win Pennsylvania, you win it all. And they did this on purpose.
Well, look, let me kind of respond to some things, and you can finish your rant here. Look, you know, I don't ride in the Trump circles. And so there's kind of this vibe, if you will, inside of the Trump circle. And look, I get it. But it's basically like, I'm not sure anybody's really telling Trump like it is. And it's not that he doesn't understand it. Obviously, he does. But clearly, the action that the Republicans, the RNC, has taken to get to this point with a week till the election has not been near enough. Clearly. And you would think there'd be better strategy when you have Musk focusing on Pennsylvania. You have probably more get-out-the-vote voter registration efforts in Pennsylvania than any other state. You know, obviously Scott Pressler being one example, but there's many other examples. And so you'd think that they would match that with the actual election integrity as far as the process of the election, and clearly nothing was done there. And I bet I could take these calls all week. And so now it's just like it's too late to really do anything at this point. The election is already ongoing, and what do you tell Trump, or what do you tell Trump's campaign team that's been just giving him all the great news? And then you say, hey, look, we got a week to the election, and this is a disaster in Pennsylvania. But no, I guess nobody wants to really tell him that. I don't know. Maybe this information will get out there.
And you have to understand that we're not allowed, the voting or the casting or the, I'm sorry, the tabulation of the vote will not happen until November 5th at 7 a.m. That's when they'll start the count. So that whole picture that you see when you put up that map, that's just who are Democrats and Republicans who have turned in their ballots. That's all
right,
that is.
Right. And you know, potentially independents. It doesn't actually say who they voted for. It's just where, what party they requested ballots from.
Well, you can go to a site that'll tell you that. But what I'm trying to say to you is, there are a lot of Democrats that are voting Republican.
And well, that might be the one thing that they don't account for. I mean, that could be the saving grace that might make it too big to rig.
That's it, because, you know, I live in Armstrong County. There are a few Kamala signs around, but not many. Even a broken down house with junk cars in the front have a big Trump sign, big Trump flag. So, you know, you have to understand that a lot of people who are Democrats, and I know people in New Jersey who are Democrats, who are going to vote Trump, who voted Trump last time and the time before that.
Well, look.
So when they just count ballots this way, they're just telling you who the mail-in ballot for the Democrats was and who the mail-in ballot for the Republican was. They're not counting votes yet.
Yeah. All right, Phyllis, I appreciate that update. I got to take other calls and get to news, but I mean, look, this is either going to be the big wake-up call on election integrity that the Republicans have been lagging on and conservatives have been lagging on, or we'll win and, you know, we'll see what Trump can do to get this republic going back in the right direction. But, I mean, it's clear this election system is just broken. It needs rehab. It needs restoration. I mean, it needs just – it has to be talked about. And I don't want to have a situation where Trump has to lose Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada to have that conversation, because then it's too late. Because then the Democrats will get total power. And, I mean, whatever realizations we have at that point to start discussing things that need to be done, it's over. It's too late. It's done. So it's like this whole game, exactly the same reason why I brought up the Republicans saying, breaking news, the Biden laptop is real. What is this? Is this October 2020? I'm sorry. What the hell are you doing? What are you doing? The Biden laptop is real. You're 4 years late. You can't even run an election in Pennsylvania, the most important state perhaps in this election. You can't even run an election. And you're talking about the Biden laptop? Biden's not even running. All right, I'm going to stop that rant and look at some of this other news. This is very important. Now, you have RFK Jr., who's called out how the DOD, the Biden-Harris administration, for the first time ever, has given the military the right to use lethal force So are they anticipating something? Well, yes, they are. They're anticipating what will happen if Trump doesn't win the election, or if Trump does win the election, the leftists are going to riot as well. They won't use the military on them, though. So there's all kinds of different potentials here. But listen to what this insurance agent is warning of. Something that just got changed that kind of follows up the DOD initiative. This is crazy in clip 7.
Y'all need to check your insurance policies. Listen to this.
This is something that made me go, As you may know, I have had my insurance license in the state of California for over a decade. And when I was reviewing policies for 2024, I noticed this new exclusion. Look here, this is under exclusions and expenses not covered on a 2024 Cigna health policy. Treatment of an injury or sickness which is due to war, declared or undeclared, riot or insurrection. This is not typical. This is an insurance policy from United last year for 2023, and the language typically reads like this: what happens with my coverage under extraordinary circumstances? And it says in cases of disaster, epidemic, war, riot, insurrection, that they will do their best to provide the services you need. But now take a look at United's 2024 health insurance policy, another exclusion, T, war. We do not cover an illness, treatment, or medical condition due to war, declared or undeclared. Cigna and United aren't the only ones that have changed their language excluding war from their policies. Anthem has also done this. And it just makes you wonder, why in the world would that be the case?
So we're basically heading into a train wreck here where the Democrats are going to deny the election results. And Trump supporters are going, if they lose, and Trump supporters aren't going to believe the election results if they lose. That's just where we're headed, folks. And you basically, even if the Democrats wanted to accept the results of the vote, they would still say Trump is illegitimate. And that's their plan. So you've heard that from Jamie Raskin. Now here's Dan Goldman saying that Trump is going to cheat to win the election in clip 20.
I suspect Donald Trump's little secret plan with Mike Johnson is a backup plan for when he loses and he tries to go to the House of Representatives to throw out the Electoral College, the certification from the states, and have the House of Representatives under the leadership and the control and the gavel for Mike Johnson and try to overturn this election.
So the Democrats are telling their people Trump's going to overturn it. You know, Trump's poll numbers are up, rallying. I mean, everything points to a Trump victory. So no one's going to believe it if he loses. We are in a collision course. And then the DOD says, yep, the military can use lethal force. Insurance companies are including it now in their plans. I mean, this is, wow. All right, one more thing, and we'll go back to the phone lines. What is the big issue? And I told you this yesterday, and I can't believe they actually decided to follow through with it, but they are. Remember that Democrat political ad we played yesterday? The Democrats' closing issues are abortion and pornography. That's their closing issues. Now, their closing argument is Trump is a Nazi. Their closing issues are abortion and pornography. You can't make this up. Here's Tim Walz saying that on a show on ESPN in clip 19.
Coach, thank you for the time. I think you might have swayed down the middle, Chris. Here, I think he's
the
voting.
Porn thing.
I'm pro porn.
Yeah,
pro
porn. Okay. Excellent work by you guys.
Hey, you do what you do. You beat you. You beat you. Is my thought.
You beat you. I'm pro porn. You beat you. Tim Walz, closing arguments ahead of the election. They're running on abortion and porn. I mean, good Lord. These are disgusting people. I mean, just disgusting. If you like either one of those things, you should probably just shut up about it. Let's go to Mitch in Georgia. Early voting shenanigans. Mitch, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Owen, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
But the thing I don't like about the elections we've had, I didn't check this time. We went Saturday. But like the past few Dominion, so I didn't even pay attention this time. I just assumed it. But I took a picture of after the paper that was cast. I was supposed to turn it to the machine. and it had actually had everything I voted for, but they got a QR code, and it would not let me take a picture of my ballot until I covered up that QR code. And the only way I bypassed it was I hit record and I videotaped it. But I tried to take a picture. It wouldn't let me take a picture with the QR code on. But I put my finger over it and I take a picture. But my big issue with the QR code is we don't know what that QR code is telling the machine to print out. Like this time it told me who I voted for. And I was like, yeah, that's right. I think previous times it hasn't actually listed who I voted for. It just had the QR code. So I don't know. I had an issue with that. But there's no telling what the QR code is saying compared to what they printed out.
Wow, that's crazy. And it wouldn't let you take a picture. I've never heard of that. I guess that would be some sort of a weird thing they could do with a QR code to shut your camera thing down. But, yeah, oh, QR code to show you who you vote. So you can't even look at it. And these things are ridiculous. All right, Mitch, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jen in Georgia. Jen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. So my sister, and I say this with love, but she has for many, many years had her head in the sand. She never got involved in politics. She's never registered to vote. I've been catching her up to speed with everything that she's missed out on, and she's mind blown by everything. But I say all that to say that the other day she ended up receiving a letter in the mail, and your call screener was asking me if I knew who the letter was from. And I actually took pictures of it before she decided to take it with her. And so I'm looking back at those. But it's basically a letter that's congratulating her. It says, dear Jessica, her name, it says, thank you for registering to vote this year. And I showed her. She's like, I never registered. That's very strange. And apparently it says it's presented by some president, some CEO named Tom Lopak, if I'm pronouncing that right. By a organization called the Voter Participation Center, and they're located in Atlanta. And on the back of the letter, it's showing her, like, what days and times that you get to go vote, early voting in person, by mail. Like, it's showing her all this information she needs in order to, like, vote, because apparently she was registered according to them. And she's but never registered before, so that's very strange.
She never registered, but she's been told she registered.
Yes, and they attached this thing on it called a Great Citizen Award certificate, and basically she signed her name on it.
Well, it could be spam. Is she planning on voting?
No.
Well, unfortunately. Oh, boy. So who knows? Yeah, just another mystery element in our election process. All right, that does it. We'll take a 21-hour break. We'll do it all again tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. improve the quality of your life, and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under health and wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.